This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. 1 Timothy 4. No, please remain standing. We stand for the Scripture. The Bible pledge just comes before that, so we might as well get up for that too. But we stand for the Scripture. All right. Would you open your Bibles now to 1 Timothy 4, and let's read verses 11 through 16. This is Paul, the Apostle Paul, writing a letter to Timothy, who is a young friend in ministry and by this time is a pastor himself and never named an apostle. So this is a personal letter from the Apostle Paul to Timothy. These are the things that you must insist and teach. Let no one despise your youth, but set the believers an example in speech and conduct, in love and faith and purity. Until I arrive, give attention to public reading of Scripture, to exhorting, to teaching. Do not neglect the gift that is in you, which was given to you through prophecy, with the laying on of hands and by the counsel of elders. Put these things into practice. Devote yourself to them so that all may see your progress. Pay close attention to yourself and to your teaching. Continue in these things, for in doing this, you will save both yourself and your hearers. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. The devil made me do it. Or was it? Or was it? Well, as I like to do, please take out your insert with the sermon outline on it, and grab a pencil or pen if you would like, so you can fill that out as we come upon those blanks. On the opposite side is a study guide for you that goes along with the theme of this sermon, and I invite you to take that home and along with your prayer chair insert, as I like to call it, and take both of those home so they can be close by so you can read them. Our youths love luxury. They have bad manners, contempt for authority. They show disrespect for their elders and love to chatter in place of exercise. Children are now tyrants, not the servants of their households. They no longer rise when their elders enter the room. They contradict their parents, chatter before company, gobble up food, and tyrannize teachers. Anybody want to guess when that was written? Yesterday? Folks, those are the words of Socrates in 400 B.C. Those are the words of Socrates in 400 B.C. So just think about that for a moment. On the 17th of September, the leadership of this church got together to look at the future of First Church. As I begin this series, I want to remind those of you that were there and those who are leaders who couldn't make it that night of one of the discussions that we had. The discussion was around our youth and how important they are to us and how we value them here at First Church. In churches, the question that usually come up around valuing our youth is, how do we do that? How do we value our youth? How do we show them how much they are valued to us? How do we make it more than just lip service? How do we make it more than just lip service? Now, we understand that a church needs to be a place where children and youth are nurtured, respected, and valued. You know, that's a short sentence, but there's a lot of stuff in that, isn't there? A church needs to be a place where children and youth are nurtured, respected, and valued. Well, we've devoted the last several weeks to parenting, children, and youth. And this week we turn our attention to youth directly. Now, my goal these next few weeks is to not talk to parents about their youth. It's important that you understand that. My goal is not to talk to parents about their youth. My goal is not to talk to a church community about their youth. However, I'm sure that both of those groups of people will glean something from what the youth have given me through their comments. The goal in this teaching series is to have a conversation with our awesome youth here at First Church, a literal conversation. And that will play itself out in different ways. And so, anyway, a month or so ago, I asked our youth director, Jamie Dirks, to ask the youth what issues they deal with on a daily basis. What issues they deal with on a daily basis. I also asked our high school football coach, Randy Morrow, to do the same thing. And these are rubber meets the road. I asked them to ask the youth, what are the rubber meets the road issues that affect your daily life? What are the issues that shape your life? And here are some of the issues our youth and their friends are dealing with.